When we hear about places where fracking is happening, they're usually rural, but hydraulic fracturing is moving into some cities, and not just around the fringes, right downtown. In urban areas, fracking is raising a new set of concerns. Colorado Public Radio's Leslie McClurg has this story about a proposal to drill right underneath one woman's downtown home.
Dawn Joya is a busy stay-at-home mom. On her back porch, her one-year-old son pounds a mini keyboard. Her seven-year-old daughter plays dress-up.
Well, do you guys want to get your stuff ready for the pool?
Yeah.
Poppy, will you go get your suit? Do you know where your brother's swimsuit is?
I saw it on the counter yesterday.
Frequently, the family spends summer days at the nearby city water park. They live on a corner lot 2 blocks away from City Hall in Brighton. It's just north of Denver.
Do me a favor. Go downstairs, look and see if you can find your green bikini, but please...
As urban residents, Joya never expected to receive a thick envelope from MidCon Energy. At first, she thought it was a scam.
You can see that one of these forms asks you for all your tax information and social security numbers. So that was something that sort of caught me off guard.
The packet also included a lease for her mineral rights. The terms are a $1,200 signing bonus for every acre owned, and 18% after that.
So I read it over and I was like, they actually think they want to drill here under our property.
She says her neighbors were also surprised to receive similar offers, like her mother-in-law, who owns a townhome a few miles away.
So I don't know, do they own the land? She's really confused.
To find the answer, Joya called the energy company. She says the man she reached reminded her of a sleazy car salesman.
He was pretty much just like, sign it, sign it, sign it.
His pushy tone inspired her to call a lawyer and organize a neighborhood meeting.
There's all kinds of questions that come up of how does this work? Is there going to be like trucks driving through our neighborhood every day? What happens to the property values? I did have one neighbor say, should I sell before they start this?
Is the money or the profits a potential big draw?
No. I live on a small plot, like we live in a neighborhood.
She says in the best case scenario, the profits could be about $200 a month. MidCon Energy declined to be interviewed for this story, saying only that it would be premature to discuss development plans before reaching an agreement with a mineral owner. Residents in the nearby city of Greeley, at about 100,000 people, are fighting proposals to expand drilling there. Sarah Barwinski lives about 750 feet from an active drill pad.
And that site is also adjacent to a high school, 411 feet from a track and field in a high-density residential area.
She clenches her hands as she describes a proposal to drill multiple wells near an elementary school.
Why should we be preparing evacuation plans for a kindergartner?
Barwinski worries about an accident in a dense urban core. She stresses that it would be difficult to evacuate hospital patients or retirement home residents. But Barbara Kirkmeyer, a county commissioner in the area, argues that state regulations are strong enough to prevent accidents. Plus, she says drilling is good for the economy.
There are businesses that are in town, all seem to be booming. I mean, if you walk along Main Street here, it's just bustling.
Kirkmeyer also says the dollars extend beyond city limits.
We're all going to figure out how we're going to coexist because it's extremely important to our economy. And it's not just our economy here in Weld County. It's our economy in the state of Colorado.
Urban drilling is also happening in mid-sized cities in other parts of the country like North Texas and Southern California. And drilling is up in larger cities like Los Angeles. However, the majority of production there is not close to downtown. Back at Joya's house in Brighton, Colorado, she and her husband are weighing the pros and cons of signing a lease. She says she recognizes the importance of oil and gas, but she worries about potential spills because Brighton's municipal water comes from shallow aquifers. Mostly, she's concerned about the future.
I don't want to become an oil town. When the oil leaves or when it dries up, what will happen to Brighton when it's gone? Because they know, they say, hey, it's good for the economy. You're going to bring all these workers and everyone's going to work. But when it's dried up, then what happens?
Joya predicts she'll probably be the last one on her block to decide whether to sign over her mineral rights. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in Denver.